Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Whether they knew it or not, 10 lepers prayed. They stood before Jesus. They called out to Jesus, and they asked him, "Pity, have mercy." It was a prayer, a request of God. They're standing at a distance. That was what it says. And there's a good reason they're standing at a distance. They're lepers. Lepers are cultically unclean. They risk spreading that uncleanliness if they come too close to people. And so they stay at a distance. That's the cultural and historical and psychological reason they were at a distance from Jesus. When we read the scriptures, there's also a spiritual meaning. Spiritually, these men were at a spiritual distance from Christ. And as we see this story unfold, see that Christ is primarily interested in closing that distance beyond anything else. Get there. Jesus says, "Go show yourself to the priest." And again, there's a good cultural reason for that. If you're ever in need of some nighttime reading, Leviticus 13 and 14 is all about various skin conditions and how to treat them. And the prescribed course of action, if you have a skin condition, leprosy, it's a general kind of skin condition, and you're healed, is to go to a priest. The priest does his thing, and you're cleansed, you're made clean. You can be reintegrated into the social life, and the religious life. So Jesus is operating as a good Jew. Follow the law. Go to the priests. Have them cleanse you. And on their way, one sees that he's been made clean. I think our translation said, one of them realizing he has been healed, right? It's horao, it's literally sees, right? One sees that he's been healed, but all of them were. All 10 were healed on their way to the priest. But one see something the others don't. And he returns. Return glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. Remember, we talked about the distance that the lepers were when they addressed Jesus. Where's this leper now? Jesus' feet. That distance has shrank. Jesus says, "Go, your faith has saved you." The word for save is sozo. It can mean anything from a physical healing to eternal salvation. any kind of saving. But remember, all 10 of the lepers were healed. All 10 were restored to physical health. But only to this leper who returns, who draws near to Jesus, comes to his feet, only to him does Jesus say, "Your faith has saved you." It's that closeness with Christ that constitutes the saving and not the physical healing. All 10 were cleansed. But that cleansing, that healing, was a means to an end. The end of union with Christ. Closeness. Now, through the leper's request and the answer of yes, he's drawn close to Christ. But what I want to suggest is just as important as that prayer that was answered yes for the leper to draw close to Christ were all the prayers that the leper made that God responded no to. How so? Well, Luke tells us that the one who returned was a Samaritan. In other words, there's a group of 10 lepers, and this is a group of outcasts. And within this group, there's one who is a Samaritan, which would make him an outcast within this group of outcasts, an outsider within this group of outsiders, a marginal figure in an already marginalized group. Can you imagine how many prayers this leper must have made? Earliest he could remember, maybe he was praying to God, help the Jews to return to proper worship as a Samaritan. The answer was no. When he started to notice his skin turning. How many times he must have prayed to God, "Don't let this grow worse. Stop this." The answer was no. As he lived as a leper in this band of lepers, the only Samaritan seemingly in the group, how many times must this leper have prayed, "God, send me some Samaritan lepers. Give me some companionship. I'm tired of being all alone." The answer was no. Yet, there's a theory, it's a little speculative, but interesting, that it is precisely because this leper was a marginal figure in a marginalized group, an outcast amongst outcasts, a Samaritan leper amongst Jewish lepers, it was precisely because he was in this situation that he was able to return to Christ and glorify him, to draw near to him and fall at his feet. This is how the theory goes. Samaritans and Jews are actually, from the outside, very similar. They worship the same God, the God of Abraham. They both have a Torah. They're slightly different, but they're largely the same books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They both believe you have to worship God in one spot. They both have a priesthood. The difference, the main difference, is Samaritans thought, still think, they're still around with us. You worship God at Mount Gerizim. Whereas the Jews thought you worship God, the temple in Jerusalem. The Samaritans had their own priesthood that they thought was the legitimate line, whereas the Jewish priesthood was an offshoot, like an illicit offshoot. Jews, of course, thought the opposite. So largely the same faith, but major differences on how to worship, where to worship, which priests. So you can imagine, Jesus says, go see the priests. Cleanse yourself. Samaritan leper is traveling with the Jewish leper, and he has to decide, am I going to go with these nine guys to their priest, or am I going to go off alone to my priest? Am I going to go glorify God in the temple in Jerusalem, or am I going to go glorify God at Mount Gerizim? And in asking this and confronted with this choice, which priest, which worship site, he gets the insight. The place to glorify God is neither Mount Gerizim or Jerusalem, but in the person of Christ. You see, it's only because he's a Samaritan leper, because God said no to his prayers to save him from leprosy, because God said no to his prayers to surround him with fellow Samaritans. It's only because he was in this situation that he was confronted with this question that he was able to see that Christ is where I need to return. Had he lived a Samaritan life in a Samaritan village, like every other Samaritan, had he never gotten leprosy, he never would have approached Christ. Had he not been a Samaritan, a foreigner amongst Jews, he would never have returned and glorified Christ. Had he not received many, many no's to his prayers, he never would have been saved. So God's goal, God's desire, both when he says yes to our prayers, but also when he says no, is union with us. It's his ultimate goal. And that should be our ultimate goal when we offer those prayers to God.